Hi, lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Women's Trend Society show. I'm Dragana, the founder and boss lady behind Women's Trend Society, and I'm here to help you to get in the best shape of your life. So getting in shape is a result of several things, and I want to clarify this quickly because there is still some confusion around what it takes to transform your body. Basically, changes in your body happen with nutrition, training, and recovery. Those are the things that must be dialed in to get in shape, period. Now, a lot of women believe that they can't get in shape because they love to eat, as in they love to eat so much that it becomes impossible to get in shape. At least, that's the argument made. So in today's episode, we are going to shift our perspective around this because this is purely a limiting belief, which is a big break for your body transformation. By the end of this podcast episode, you will have the tools to help you break through this belief, and this will enable you to get in the best shape of your life while still loving to eat and enjoying food you love. All right, so let's dive in. First things first, loving to eat is absolutely normal. I will repeat that. Loving to eat is absolutely normal. We are hardwired to eat because without calories, we die. When we look at the evolution of mankind, it's only in the last few decades that there has been such an abundance of food. And this abundance is not even spread evenly in the whole world. So hunger is actually still a thing. What this means is that the way our body evolved is to function and survive despite a lack of food. And so food is something very precious and valuable, and our bodies know this. This is purely from a biological standpoint. So when we eat, our bodies let us know that we did something right. We produce hormones that make us feel good to reinforce the behavior of searching and finding foods and then eating them. But there are other things at play as well. One is the food industry, which wants to make big money. And to do this, they have to sell more stuff to eat. And the best way to sell more is to make the food extremely tasty. So they spend billions and billions developing products that have the exact right balance of salt, carbs, fats, and protein, and have exactly the right texture, and on top of that, the best shelf life as well. So it's only normal that we enjoy eating this stuff. Plus, we constantly see advertising that reminds us to eat more of those foods. There was a study done in London where they banned food advertising from the subway, and they saw that the households around that subway line bought and thus ate on average several hundred fewer calories per day. On top of that, we have also seen in the last few decades a crazy rise in superstar Michelin chefs making eating out a crazy experience. Combine this with influencers constantly pitching their discount codes for supplements and foods on social media, and it makes for an explosive combination of food thoughts overload in our brains. So, how can we navigate this environment while pursuing our goals of getting and staying in shape? The key here is to make better decisions. This helps us to have a better appreciation for special occasions where the food is really, really good, while making it easier to stay on track toward our goals and saying no more easily when the food is not truly special. Let's talk about the last part first. In the second part of the podcast, I'll talk more about what it takes to combine getting in shape while loving to eat. So, what we have to understand better here is what drives our eating behaviors and habits. When we do this, we stop being a victim of our environment that drives us to eat more, and we we are becoming more empowered to make choices that give us the best of both worlds, the taste and the shape. And the truth is that we don't eat out at a Michelin star restaurant every day, not even every week. And I would even argue that most people don't go to a Michelin star restaurant more than a few times each year at most. On top of that, I would argue that most people don't spend hours cooking special dishes every day. But even more so, they eat the same 10 to 15 foods and 3 to 4 recipes most of the time. What I like to do here is to look at all of those meals in 1 week with a very neutral, almost scientific perspective and ask how many of those 3 to 4 recipes, 10 to 15 foods that you eat on a weekly basis were a culinary highlight. And the truth is, most of the time, even though we love to eat, culinary highlights are pretty rare. It means that what drives us to give in and eat differently than our goals require is not the food or even the culinary experience per se. I've seen this with my clients in the last 4 years over and over again, and there's usually something else hidden behind the "but I love to eat" statement. This hidden something causes us to go off plan and overeat, which very often slows down our progress. This creates a lot of doubts, shatters self-confidence, and then we think we can't make it happen, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. There are three main things here. Let's unpack them and see what we can do about them. One is the socializing aspect of eating, where the "I love to eat" is actually more "I love to share something to eat with someone I love." Even more importantly, spend time with this person or these people. This is quite typical in a date night scenario or in a family setting. In those situations, there are three options. One is to cook the food or the menu at home instead of going out, so that we have complete transparency about what lands on our plate, how much we want to eat, and the taste. The obvious drawback is that it takes time and cooking skills to do this, but over time it becomes quite easy to have a repertoire of delicious recipes that are super easy to combine with getting in great shape. The other option is to spend time with those people we care about and love being around doing something that does not involve eating. This is very simple and straightforward and makes the whole situation very, very easy to manage. And the last option is to still eat out, but to integrate this into your journey strategically and intentionally, which I will talk more about in a bit. The second thing that can hide behind the "but I love to eat" statement is the emotional regulation effect of eating. So eating activates our reward centers in the brain and can be very powerful at calming us down and or uplifting us. So yes, eating makes us feel good, and rightfully so. But it's not the only option to feel good and change our emotional state. The solution here is to work first on improving emotional regulation by addressing the emotions before grabbing the food to regulate our emotions. This is where mindfulness can be super helpful, as well as working on emotional intelligence and communication skills. The last thing that hides behind "but I love to eat too much" is the convenience of distraction of eating out. It saves time because we don't have to cook and clean the kitchen, and it takes us out of our routines, of our everyday routines. Now, the solution here would be to have a private cook so that we don't have to worry about anything happening in the kitchen. Unfortunately, this is not realistic for most of us. But just being aware of the situation will enable you to make better decisions, because then you can stay in charge. This means that you will either go out and have a different level of appreciation for the whole dining experience, or you will decide against it because it doesn't align with your goals on that particular occasion. But in that case, where you are aware of the situation, you will choose what you see as the best decision for you and your goals, not something that feels like it's out of your control because you love to eat. So now we come to the second part of the podcast, which is about combining getting in shape and loving to eat. First and foremost, it is super duper important that you understand that eating your favorite foods must be part of the journey. There are a few reasons for this. If I tell you that you will never eat chocolate ever again, all you are going to think about is chocolate. We don't need this. This is only mind torture. What's more, getting in shape doesn't mean eating tasteless food only. And thankfully, nowadays, there are plenty of food products that taste great and make it easy to cook your favorite dish while hitting your macro targets and getting enough micronutrients. My favorite two examples are lasagna and tacos. For the lasagna, we do this and use lean minced beef and skimmed milk for the bechamel, plenty of spices and herbs, and some low-calorie barbecue sauce to boost a bit the taste, and voila, it makes a super tasty, easy-to-track lasagna. For the tacos, very similar. We use lean minced beef or chicken breast. We replace the sour cream with fat-free cream cheese, and it makes a big difference already. So the first step is to make sure we integrate our foods, but then we need to give it some context. When I'm eating to intentionally reduce body fat, I would eat that type of dish 1 to 4 times a week. The rest would be things that give me even more volume and are even easier to track, but I would still use herbs and spices to make it tasty. It would be maybe less quote-unquote exciting from a taste perspective, but would make me really full, be super easy to track my macros, and require very little cooking while still tasting good thanks to the herbs and spices. What's more, in that context, it's also absolutely clear to me when I'm in a fat loss phase that it is a phase that is going to last a few months at most. So it's okay if I don't eat as much chocolate, lasagna, or tacos as usual. But the truth is, even when I'm not eating to reduce body fat, I'm not eating tons of chocolate or greasy tacos and lasagna every day. So it makes it easier to stick to the plan, to say no a bit more often, knowing that this will help me achieve my goal of getting in shape and setting a new standard for my body composition and my metabolism. Because I still eat foods I love, and I know that it's only a matter of time before I eat again a bit more of it. The other super important thing to understand here is that getting in shape is not about discipline, willpower, and restriction. Sure, we need to change our eating habits to lose weight, but the way you achieve this is by being very intentional and strategic about the plans you make. This way, you can create the perfect plan for you to achieve your goals and enjoy the journey of body transformation while still eating things you love. If this sounds like something you want to know more about, I have a free masterclass called Female Fat Loss Fundamentals that shows you exactly what's needed to lose fat and keep it off while still eating your favorite foods. You'll find the link in the bio, in the description below, so make sure to check it out. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, bye-bye.